Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
There are more parts of life that need to be organized than ever before. No longer just junk drawers and closets, now electronics, inboxes, garages, relationships, calendars, passwords, money, you name it. No one knows this better than Justin Klosky. He is founder of the OCD Experience and author of the new book, Organize and Create Discipline, an A to Z guide to an organized existence. At a young age, Justin was diagnosed with OCD and ADHD. He found comfort in doing the things like counting holes in the screen door at his parents' house, and when his parents went on vacation, instead of playing games and watching TV, he occupied his time with reorganizing their entire house from top to bottom. Well, since then, he has figured out a way to channel his OCD tendencies into a successful business, and we welcome Justin Klosky to the program this morning. Thank you very much for being with us, sir. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, Joe.
Again, the title of the book, Organize and Create Discipline, an A to Z guide to an organized existence. And so tell us of ultimately, because you are, it's safe to say, a professional organizer, right?
Yes, safe to say I am a professional organizer.
Okay. So in many ways in your life, this is a way when you're given lemons, you make lemonade.
In my situation, yes. Fortunately, I was given a couple lemons with being diagnosed with ADHD and OCD, and I made a little bit of lemonade and started selling it on the quarter for a quarter.
And, you know, maybe it's time for the price to go up. Just, you know, maybe.
Indeed.
Maybe. So at what point in your life, business aside, at what point in your life did you figure that you had it kind of under control in the sense that you could manage it to a point where it was helping you in discipline and helping you in organization ultimately?
The point, I've never been asked this, the point where I felt like I had it under control, I would say it would be probably when I was doing Guiding Light. I was on the TV show Guiding Light from 2002 to 2005, and I think that's where I found a more sense of strength in the organization that I was practicing. And then once the show ended, then I kind of started to transform that into the business.
Right. And was that, did that go along with the decision that you no longer wanted to be an actor?
It's funny, you know, it went along with the decision that I was going to start this business to support myself as an actor.
Yeah.
And what happened was it started to pick up momentum and speed, and I realized that I can no longer focus on being an actor, that I had to give 100% of myself to this business in order to watch it grow and succeed. And as anyone know who is in the professional acting world, if you don't give 120% of yourself to it, you're never going to make it. So I had to make a choice, and I picked moving forward with this business because it served me at a greater level, and I was also, you know, now able to help people.
So much of what you write about in the book, it comes from our abundance of stuff, right? We like
Yes.
stuff. Whether it is tangible or not, we like stuff. Isn't
Yeah. people,
that the ultimate
people love
problem?
Stuff.
Yeah.
People love getting stuff. People love free stuff. And to me, I just see that as a distraction, you know, unless it's truly something that's going to benefit your life. You know, if someone hands me a new pair of noise-canceling headphones, by sure, I'm going to get rid of my old headphones and replace them, right? But people don't do it that way. They take more stuff, and instead of letting go of the stuff that they already have to replace it, they just keep more and more and more of it. So I think that is the line that people don't understand is what is enough and when is it time to let go of stuff?
And you have to figure that out for yourself, I assume.
Hello?
Yeah, and you have to figure that out for yourself, right?
Absolutely. It's something that you have to figure out for yourself or by working with a professional or working with a friend or just, you know, talking it out loud with someone who genuinely cares about you. But most people are scared to do that. Most people don't want to open themselves up to criticism or the ridicule or the jokings of, hey, yeah, that's funny, why do you keep that? And, you know, once people are okay with letting that air go and not afraid of, you know, opening themselves up, then it's a lot easier to let things go.
You talk about this in the book, and it's what drives us to keep something in the first place. And I mean, how often do we actually say to ourselves, well, why are we keeping this particular item? What is it about this? And the reasons can vary, but ultimately it's you think at some point down the line you're going to need it.
Yeah, and people don't ask themselves that question enough.
Right.
People don't ask themselves, why do I need this, or why am I holding on to it? People just keep it, and, you know, they have these expectations that they're going to need it and going to use it, when in fact, most of the time, they don't. You know, it's a tricky situation for a lot of people, and being able to assess that isn't always the easiest.
So much of what you talk about in the book, which I think is interesting, I mean, organization is one thing, but you also talk about creating, and creating in how you describe it is creating these systems to ultimately store and process this stuff in our lives so that ultimately it we can use it more. It can be a part of our routine. It can be a part of our daily life. And I thought that was an interesting way of putting it, that we are creating a way that actually we can have better access to this stuff.
Yes. At the core, organize and create discipline, and the OCD experience is all about efficiency through organizational systems. How can you be more effective in your life? How can you be more successful? How can you have more free time to spend with your family, or even just have a relaxing day on the couch? You know, we all yearn for those moments. So if you can find organizational structure in your life that can support you achieving that, then you're on the road to living a happier and more full life, period.
And then, as you mentioned in the title, and you just said this, but discipline is an important part of that as well. And I assume that is where a lot of us can go off the rails, even if we have started it and we have the best of intentions to organize, that it takes the discipline to keep that going, and that can turn at any time.
Indeed, discipline, Joe, is the most important part of it, and. You know, unfortunately, most people lack discipline in every area of their life. Let's be real, right? That's one of the hardest things to stay focused on, is the discipline behind anything. So if you are going to set out to find organization and to create that structure in your life, then you have to focus on the discipline to maintain it. Otherwise, it's all going to fall apart and it's going to be a wasted effort.
You write about, I was struck in the book because there are things that are, you know, maybe extreme or don't apply to you, and then you go right to something that just applies to everybody. I mean, you write in the book about receipts. You know, here's the thing, we think we need them, we should have them, what if we have to return this, what if we, for tax purposes, whatever the reason, and they wind up in a drawer, in a wallet, or in the car, or in the side panel, or wherever. And, you know, it's something as simple as that, and I guess we can use that as an example to get into the next point I want to make of what kind of time are we talking about, because I assume that is the word you hear, or the excuse that you hear very often from people, is that, okay, that's all well and good, but I don't have time to do that.
Yes. You know, that's just an excuse to me. People have time to go out on a Friday night and get drunk, right? To me, I'd rather spend a Friday night getting my life organized so I can then go out and truly celebrate a good week. So everyone makes the time for the things that are important to them. If getting organized is important to you, then make the time and do it. If it's not, then set aside time to do the other things that are more important to you. But I guarantee you that if you do set the time aside to get organized and you spend a little more time in the beginning setting up the systems, you're not going to have to spend hardly any time the rest of your life dealing with it if you maintain the discipline to keep it up. And the discipline will become easy once you set up the systems, because they'll be so easy to follow. Again, I try to lay it out really simply in the book.
Yeah.
They'll be so easy to follow with the book that you're not going to have to think twice about what you're doing and how to keep it up. And then you just do it. And then before you know it, you do have that freedom. free time.
And for an example, and this gets back to the creating of the systems, but for example, a lot of those receipts can be found online. You can get those sent to you so that you are paperless and you don't need to have that stuff at the bottom of your coat.
That is true. You nailed it. You know, I would say 90% of our bills and receipts can be found online. And people just don't get it. People don't want to spend, as you just said, the time to set up an online account and to figure out what email address to use, because their email is already inundated with a bunch of junk mail that they don't even know how to deal with. So, you know, it's all one thing feeds to another, which is another reason why I created the book the way I did. It's an A to Z guide, right? You're not starting in a kitchen or a bedroom. You're starting wherever you want with a little particular item, even if you want to get into, and then you could get into the bigger things. But, you know, everything feeds into one another.
Do you think that people... I mean, you're looking at this as a person who's been has been diagnosed with OCD, I guess I'm curious as to do you still struggle with that, or because you have control and discipline, you have been able to put it in a place where it works for you?
You know, that's a great question. For anyone listening who has OCD and who deals with it, I still struggle with it. But I struggle with it on a much simpler level. My outbursts are much less likely unless there's a complete catastrophe, chaotic event going on around me or in my life, right? But for the most part, it's under control because a lot of my control now lies in the organizational structure that I've set around myself, because that allows me the peace of mind of knowing that things actually are calm in my life. And when you can relate back to that, and as someone who can obsess and have compulsions, you know, when those things arise, you put those into organizing. That's where my energy goes to, instead of, you know, freaking out about whatever might be going on. And then once I get things organized and once I dive more into it, things ease up a little bit, and then I can breathe again and get back to life.
The name of the book is Organize and Create Discipline, an A to Z Guide to an Organized Existence. It's published by Avery. Justin Klosky is founder of the OCD Experience. Justin, thank you very much for sharing your thoughts with us. I appreciate it.
Joe, thank you for having me.
Best of luck to you. Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.